Welcome to Musings from Sam Houston's Stomping Grounds, a production of the Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, Texas.
This is Lynn McMain, Head of Reference and Instructional Services at the Newton Gresham Library. Today I have the privilege of speaking with Dr. Louise Plaisance, Associate Dean of Nursing for the College of Arts and Sciences here at Sam Houston State University. Dr. Plaisance obtained her doctorate in nursing in 1995 from Louisiana State University Health Science Center in New Orleans, Louisiana. She has numerous academic publications and has presented at several regional and national conferences. She has also been awarded 4 research grants in nursing and nursing education, totaling over $68,000. Dr. Plaisance, Louise, welcome to the library, and thank you for taking the time out of your busy day for this interview.
Thank you, Lynn.
Well, Dr. Plaisance, you've been a registered nurse since 1977, and the majority of those years you've been involved in the education of nurses. Can you tell us a little about some of your past experiences in nursing and nursing education that has prepared you for your role as Associate Dean in creating the nursing program here at Sam Houston State University?
Certainly, Lynn. I would have to say that 3 things have contributed to the development of Sam Houston's nursing program here, and that would be my past clinical experience, and I'll say a little bit more about that in just a moment, my past nursing education, and also my past work experience. Regarding my past clinical experience, I have worked in a clinical capacity for over 30 years, and I have worked in large facilities, acute care, small facilities that are acute care, state-run institutions, private facilities, and I've also worked in the community and for a number of hospices over the years. And I practice in this clinical area while I was maintaining a full-time career teaching in nursing. My nursing education has also contributed a lot to the development of the school, and I'm proud to say that probably the degree that helped me the most in developing this program was my master's degree and the education that I received at that level, which was from UTMB. The master's in nursing education focuses not only on nursing theory, but also nursing education within one's area of practice, which in my case is adult health, and also the clinical instruction and evaluation of students, and that was very helpful. Then lastly, my work experience has also been invaluable to program development. I have, I believe, a rather strong clinical background, and at the same time I have taught in a number of different programs. I have taught in every kind of registered nurse program that there is, diploma, associate degree, baccalaureate programs, and also at the graduate level. And of these different kinds of programs, I have been in more than one baccalaureate nursing program. So I have seen how things are done in a small program, a private program, and in a large public institution. All of these things, I think, have contributed to, a wealth of expertise that I'm thrilled to be able to do something with here at Sam.
Well, we're thrilled that you're here with us. Louise, can you tell us a little about the process that you went through with the Texas Board of Nursing and what they require for the creation of a new baccalaureate program in nursing? And if there are any, and you might tell us about any special requirements that they have or that the Texas Board of Higher Education have for you.
Most schools of nursing are overseen by more than one board, and in this case, a public institution here in Texas Our program is overseen by the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board, and Sam Houston had to seek approval from the coordinating board, first of all, to create this program. And once approval was obtained, then they could go about hiring someone and actually beginning the program. The other program, or the other body that oversees our program, is the Texas Board of Nursing. And you asked what they require in order to develop a program. And probably the best way to put it is that they leave no stone unturned. The Texas Board of Nursing's delegated role is to protect the people of the state of Texas, and they take it very seriously. Therefore, they don't grant permission for registered nurses to practice in the state who are not well qualified, nor would they grant permission for a program to start up unless they felt very confident that we knew what we were doing. And that has been shown to me very clearly. The development of a school of nursing in the state of Texas is governed by the Texas Legislative Code. I think it's Rule 215.1.1, and then there's 37 little pieces under that that we had to address in order to develop the school of nursing. And that's actually what we did. We numbered each item that the board required, and we addressed each one as thoroughly as we could. When we didn't quite understand what they wanted, we just called the Board of Nursing and asked them to clarify it for us. We had a consultant at the board, Dr. Jan Hooper, whose number, personal direct number, I had, and she was very helpful throughout the whole process and very easily accessible. The board requires that you develop a program that is in alignment with the goals and the vision and the mission of the parent university. So we created a vision statement, a mission, a philosophy, and goals for the nursing program that we believe are congruent with the universities. Then we set about developing a curriculum. We chose 58 hours of credit of arts and science courses, and we developed 59 hours of arts and sciences, and we developed 61 credit hours of nursing courses that are distributed over 5 semesters. We developed a student handbook outlining policies and procedures. We developed each and every course, a course syllabi, a description, objectives, or learning outcomes, chose textbooks, learning activities, methods of evaluation. Everything was very clearly spelled out so that when we hired faculty, we actually had a skeleton of each and every course that we're going to teach ready for that faculty member to fully develop and operationalize. In addition to developing the curriculum and student handbook, we also developed a faculty handbook and policies and procedures for faculty and for committees for the smooth operation of the school. And then on, I was on board about 17 months before we actually went to the board for approval in October of 2010. Now, just prior to October, we had received an on-site visit from Dr. Jan Hooper, and she toured the facilities that we had converted into the nursing classrooms and offices and skills lab. And we got a very favorable report during the site visit. And she told us essentially what the board would want to know whenever we went before them in October. And then on October 21st, 2010, We went before the board. They had already read and summarized the report. They did have a few questions for us that we needed to explain further. And they weren't the questions that I thought they would ask me. It was something else, but having worked so closely with that curriculum for the past 17 months, it wasn't anything that I couldn't answer.
Wow.
Yes, wow.
Well, the program started in its first cohort January this past year, January of this year, 2011, with 25 students, and it's been announced that, and you have another cohort that's starting August of this year, 2011. Those are major accomplishments for just a very short period of time, and I know you're very proud of them. Tell me, what is your vision for the program in terms of long and short-term goals?
Okay. I think I'll start with the short-term goals first. And right now, I'm very deeply involved with trying to equip our nursing skills lab. And this is a very basic and hands-on activity. We were fairly well equipped, or no, I should say well equipped for the first semester of operation when our students learn some very basic nursing skills. But now that cohort is progressing to the second semester of nursing. They're going to learn additional skills, many of which build on what they learned in the first semester. So we'll need some additional supplies and equipment. So I've been working on that bid for the last couple of weeks in order to equip the skills lab. What it necessitates is thinking of every piece of equipment and all the supplies that the students need for all of the skills that they're going to learn during the upcoming semester in order to practice in adult health nursing or with an older adult geriatric client. That's the fall semester. The next piece will be to obtain equipment and supplies in order to teach them pediatrics and also maternity nursing, and next summer practice of community health and also psychiatric nursing. And then we will be fairly well equipped for just about all of the equipment. But that is pretty exhaustive and intensive. That's just one little building block in developing the program. And that is very short term. We're going to continue some of the things that we started this past spring, such as standardized testing with our students through a nationally recognized vendor and testing agent who works with nursing students to make sure that our students are meet the national norm for as other nursing students do, so that we are fairly confident that they will be able to pass the NCLEX, which is the license exam, in order to become a registered nurse once they graduate. We're planning a number of informational sessions and open houses in the fall, in the spring, so that we can get the word out that we are admitting class after class and that, you know, we want to attract a top-notch student. Now, during the whole next year, one of the main goals that we will be working towards is national accreditation by the American Association of Colleges of Nursing. This will be another intensive and exhaustive report. It's a very thorough self-study, but it really recognizes a lot of work that you meet certain national standards. And I would like to be able to have a site visit in the fall of 2012, say early that fall, so that the first class that graduates will graduate from an accredited school of nursing. That's another fairly short-term goal. Another thing that we are also working on is developing an online RN2 BSN program. Now, this program is going to be housed predominantly at the Woodlands campus. Since it's online, we aren't going to have a lot of classrooms there, but we will have staff there and probably faculty at set times so that we can advise students. But the majority, like over 90% of this program, will be online to attract the thousands of registered nurses who possess an associate's degree and would like to complete the baccalaureate in nursing. We'd like to help them achieve that goal and meet the needs of the community. Those are probably my most immediate short-term goals. For the long term, I would really love to see a Master's of Science in Nursing Education with a focus in instruction of students, that's nursing education, rather than, say, a nurse practitioner route. I'd like to see that develop for this area. And I think there would be a lot of support for a program like that from all of the community colleges in this area, because most people aren't aware of this, but the average age of a nurse educator in this country is about my age, mid-50s. And a lot of my peers who are just a few years ahead of me have already retired. And we need to get younger faculty members in here to teach our future nurses of tomorrow. And long-term, we may also develop some other allied health programs, a completion program for imaging or radiology, perhaps a medical technology program, because we have all of the courses in place to support that kind of curriculum now. And other than that, we're really at the leisure of administration to let us know what the needs of the university and the community at large are.
Wow, lofty goals, long term, and excellent short term goals. I'm really excited about the idea of a master's in nursing. That would be wonderful. Louise, I've really enjoyed talking with you this afternoon. Thank you so much for taking the time to come to the library and to speak with me and to share a little bit of your experience as you have prepared and created this nursing program for
Sam Houston. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Louise. Have a good day.